If you're a parent who wants to learn tools, tips, and strategies to become a better parent and to teach your kids life skills and connect with them on a deeper level, then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Kate Godfrey, and welcome to the Authenticate podcast, where we'll discuss all things parenting, from boundaries to boredom, discipline to disrespect, and pretty much everything in between. I'm excited to support, encourage, and challenge you no matter where you are in your parenting journey and share mine with you along the way. Let's get started. Welcome back, friends. I'm so happy to be back. Thank you again for joining me. I'm so excited about this week's episode and the topic, which is the choices we make as parents. It's a big one. I'm just taking that in for a moment because choices we make as parents can be super easy sometimes, super fun sometimes, but as we all know, some can be quite hard, can be frustrating choices that we have to make. Sometimes we mess up our choices because, again, we're human and that's going to happen. We're not perfect creatures. Our children aren't perfect. And, you know, we work with the information we've got at the time we've got it. So we're going to dive in on this. If you have any feedback or input on this particular topic, if there's anything that I missed or any questions you want to ask, please reach out and let me know. But let's get to it. So as we all know, we make a ton of choices every day, many without even realizing it, but parenting choices may be the ones we have to be the most intentional about because they have the most impact on us and our kids. This is not like the choice of picking out which toothpaste you want in the grocery store, which personally for me is quite overwhelming. There are way too many choices. And in the world today, we know there are just so many choices on so many things, and it can be quite overwhelming, but nothing is probably more important than the choices we make as parents because it has the most impact on us and our kids. So what do I mean by that? I mean that what we say or don't say, how we say it, when we say it, what we do or don't do, these all impact how we parent and how we see ourselves as parents and the relationships we have and will continue to develop with our kids. Intentional, conscious parenting is being mindful of how we show up with our kids every single day. And I know even that sentence can be a bit daunting because there is so much intentionality, which I talked about on the last episode. If you missed it, please go check it out. But there is so much intentionality with parenting, and there's so much intentionality in the choices that we make every day. Now, does this mean we need to freak out and start biting our nails and hit paralysis because of the choices? No, absolutely not. I'm going to walk you through this. If this is something that does make you feel anxious about parenting, or maybe you're a new parent, maybe you have a baby, maybe you're in the toddler years and all the choices that are looming ahead for their life, or maybe just their behavior right now and how to deal with that is overwhelming and daunting right now. But we're going to walk through this together. So just take a deep breath. I'm going to help you out. Okay. So like I said, intentional conscious parenting is being mindful of how we show up with our kids every single day, especially in the difficult, the frustrating, the make you want to pull your hair out and scream moments. We've all been there. Maybe you're there right now. And if you haven't been there yet, you'll get there. We've all been through it because those moments are probably when our choices matter the most. I'll say that again. Those moments that are the hardest, that are the most frustrating, the ones that make you want to pull your hair out and scream, those are the ones that make our choices matter the most. So, because our children, whether we like it or not, are always watching us. We are their mirrors. From the time that they're little, they're watching and listening to us. They're absorbing it all, even when we don't think they are, or when they're acting like they aren't. And sometimes they're little and act like they aren't. Many times it's the bigger kids who act like they aren't, but they are. They're absorbing it. They hear it. Even if they don't want to, it's getting in. So how we speak to them and the words and tone we use will be how they speak to us and others. And I know this is hard for some of us to hear. I have to be mindful of this myself. For anybody who knows me personally, I have a sarcastic personality. So sometimes I can just, you know, respond in that sarcastic tone. And Nate is the one who has to say, hey, watch how you're saying that. I'm like, ugh, you know, like, I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect. So sometimes we really just have to be mindful of how we're saying what we're saying. Maybe the words themselves are fine. but it's the tone that we're using. So we have to be mindful of that. And we can't always be like, I can't believe you talked to me like that when we just talked to them like that. We need to be mindful and really watch ourselves, because the things that our children are picking up, they're picking up from us. So sometimes, hate to say it, it's our fault because they picked it up from us. So I'm raising my hand over here. I'm with you guys on this. If anybody else is hearing me, I'm guilty of this too. It's a constant process of learning, evolving, changing, growing. But how we respond or react to our children is how they're going to respond or react to us and others. And I've talked about responding and reacting in other episodes, but what we want to do is respond. And we want them to learn how to respond, not react, because reacting is really emotional. In the moment, it's not thinking. It is just reacting on that, what is that term? On the drop of a dime, you're reacting. But we really want to think about how we're responding to our kids, because we want to teach them how to respond to us and to others, not to react. We are the ones who help them understand, regulate, and communicate their feelings. And we're the ones who help them navigate asserting and exploring their independence as they grow. And as we all know, that is not an easy feat. And if we have not had parental figures in our life who did that for us, it's probably going to be harder for us as parents, because we have not had that role modeling done for us. So it's going to be harder for us to role model that for our kids, but we can certainly do it. We are intelligent, capable adults, and we can do that. So we can teach them how to regulate. We can teach them how to communicate their feelings more appropriately, as we ourselves are teaching how to regulate ourselves and communicate our feelings in the best way we know how in those moments. And then we get to have the privilege to help them navigate asserting themselves, advocating for themselves, and exploring their independence as they grow. And we know they can start asserting that independence when they are 1 and 2 years old, and it goes all the way up. And they're going to assert their independence about different things over time. But that's not a bad thing. That's something we should totally expect. And it's something that we want them to do. But we want them to do it appropriately. And we are the ones who need to teach them how to do it appropriately. Because whether we like it or not, someday our kids will be out of the house. They need to learn how to be independent on their own. That is part of our job as parents, teach them how to fly on their own, not be dependent on us for every decision or every single thing that they do. We are the ones right now, as we have them in our homes, that they're looking to for almost everything, especially when they're little. And we are the ones that we want them to be looking to for these things when they're big. We don't want our kids just to look to us when they're little, as toddlers or in their elementary years or even middle school years. We want our kids to still be coming to us and seeking our input, seeking our advice when they're in high school, even when they are out of the house. I hope my kids still come to me for advice and input. I want that relationship to keep going and to keep growing. And I have said this before in so many ways, on so many platforms and so many formats. The whole point of our parenting is to keep and maintain strong bonds with our kids, not just to send them off when they're 18 and say, see ya, good luck. And hopefully for most parents, that's the goal, is to maintain those close bonds, strong bonds with your kids. So it's us, you guys. And what a great weight and responsibility that carries for them to be looking to us and us to be role models for them. So our choices matter. The choice to have a child is big enough, but the choices we make as parents after our children are born and are here are even bigger. And just so you know, I'm not saying this to make you anxious. I'm saying this to make you think. I love to make you guys think. I love to make myself think. And then there's the questions that go along with these choices as parents, right? Always the questions. So for example, simple as, what do we feed our kids? What school should they go to? Or hey, should they be homeschooled? If they're homeschooled, do you teach them? Do they go online? Or is it public school? Is it private school? All the questions. How much screen time should they have? And then that comes into the question of, how many devices should they have? Who will their friends be? And then how do we help them navigate the ups and downs of friendships and help them choose their friends wisely? How much importance should we put on grades or secondary education? How do we teach them to set healthy boundaries, make wise decisions, advocate for themselves? What are age-appropriate consequences to set? And the list can go on and on, especially depending on who you are as a parent, the season of parenting you're in, the age of your child, the personality of your child. The questions can be endless. But don't worry, don't get anxious. Take that deep breath. I'm walking with you. How do we do it? How do we make good choices as parents that will positively impact and influence our kids? The answer, drumroll please, is one day at a time. And I know I've said this before, but I mean it. And I know it can sound really cliche since we only get one day at a time anyway. But what I'm trying to convey is that we don't need to stress ourselves out or make all the decisions at once. We can make one decision, one choice at a time. And I said this earlier, with the knowledge we have at that time and the best intentions. The important part is to be mindful with each of these decisions and ask ourselves more questions like, how will this impact my child? Am I making it a big deal? Is it a big deal? How will this affect my relationship with my child or my children? Am I making this decision out of a need to be in control? Am I listening to what my child wants or allowing them to have input or express their opinion? And for those of you who have littles, ask them too. And it can be, you know, just as easy as what would you like for dinner? Or we're planning a family trip. Where do you think you might like to go? Ask their input. Another question, how am I communicating to them right now? And how is that how I want them to learn how to communicate? Am I allowing what's going on with me to negatively impact how I interact with them? And this goes back to conscious parenting, or being really intentional with our parenting. If we've had a hard day, if we're tired, if we're feeling particularly overwhelmed, if we're particularly sad, angry, pick an emotion, go with it. Is that emotion negatively impacting how you are interacting with your child in that moment? Another question, am I role modeling healthy boundaries and wise decision-making for my kids? So you can probably come up with a ton of your own questions, but I think you get what I mean and what I'm trying to say here. Our choices matter and our kids' choices matter. And if we are going to help them make good choices, we need to make good choices for them and teach them how to do the same for themselves. And these are things that you can sit down, have family discussions about, and even, you know, I talk a lot about positively disciplining our kids. Even during a discipline moment, that is when you talk about choices, healthy choices, good choices. What do bad choices look like? What could a good choice look like in the future? Those are the moments that you want to be having those conversations with your kids. So honestly, it's really as simple as that. Even though the choices we make sometimes are hard ones, and sometimes they have to be hard ones because sometimes the things that we're going through with our kids or maybe within our family is hard, it's tough. But that's the part, I mean, that's part of parenting, right? We sign up for making some hard choices when we become parents. But the bonus is that so many choices will be easy ones and sometimes really fun ones, especially if we know what direction we want to go as parents and the morals and values we want to instill. And that can be a whole other episode. But if you know who you are as a parent, and this can be even if you're not a parent yet, or again, if you have babies or toddlers, sit down. If you have a partner, sit down with your partner. Or even just ask yourself questions. Write things down if that helps you. And write things down about who do I want to be as a parent? What values do I want to instill in my children? What morals are important for them to know? What is like maybe a family code that we have or family rules that we could have or that I would like to start implementing? If you have that foundation, if you have that groundwork laid out, you're going to become more confident in who you are as a parent and your parenting choices and decisions as you go. And that will like equip you even more when you face the hard choices. So the more you know who you are as a parent, who you are as a person, your personal values and morals that you want to instill and pass on to your kids, the choices you make will be easier because you're going to have that foundation to look back on and to fall back on. So you guys, I know you've got this. Be confident in yourself and your parenting decisions. Ask yourself questions and even ask maybe trusted family members or friends for their input and advice if you want to. And then from there, consider your options and make the best choices you can for your kids. Again, are you going to make poor choices sometimes? Yes, Absolutely. Just like your kids are going to make poor choices, they're going to make mistakes. They're going to see you make poor choices and make mistakes. But again, that's role modeling. Those are, again, things that you can sit down with your kids and have conversations about. Hey, mom really screwed up. This is a choice that I made. I shouldn't have made this choice. I'm going to make this choice now. I'm going to go from here. Yada, yada, yada. That tells your kids you're reflecting and that you are trying to be mindful and intentional. They feel included and part of that process. And that's excellent role modeling for them as they learn and they grow. Those are questions they're going to ask themselves because they're going to be making their choices too. So I believe in you. You can do this. You've got this. Again, like I said at the beginning, if you have questions on this, if this is something that's hard for you in parenting or you want some guidance, please reach out, DM me, email me. If you would like some help with some issues that are going on with your parenting right now, reach out to me. I offer a free 30-minute parenting consult. Sign up for that or reach out to me and I can send you the link for that. But we can talk for 30 minutes about what's going on. I can give you some groundwork for a few issues that you might be facing right now. I also offer 6-week and 12-week parenting coaching classes, you and me one-on-one, to break down some main issues you're going through. I'd love to help you out with that. Also, check me out on Instagram if you don't follow already. Come on over there, join my community, follow me over there at Authenticated Mama, and join my email list. I send out a weekly email with parenting advice, information, topic of the week to help you guys on your parenting journey. So if you want to sign up for that, you can check out the show notes. There's the link for that in the show notes. And I think there's a link for all of this in the show notes. It's hard to remember where all this information goes. But check out the show notes. If you can't find something, reach out, let me know. And finally, please rate and review. I would so appreciate it. I'm also doing a special, if you'll call it right now. If you rate and review me and you send me a screenshot of that, you will be entered into a drawing to win a free Starbucks coffee on me. So please do that. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I will see you next week. I hope you have a great week ahead. Reach out anytime with any questions. I'd love to help you out. Thank you for letting me walk along with you on your parenting journey. Thanks for joining me in mine, and I will catch you next week.